It's Friday, June 29th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday and Sunday, Muslim Fulani herdsmen attacked 10 largely Christian communities in Nigeria, Africa, killing over 200 people and displacing thousands of others. In Ngar village alone, around 70 Christians were killed and the whole town was burned down. Please, pray for our brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Jesus said in Revelation 2:10, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." After 12 years of their unique outreach, Voice of the Martyrs Korea announced this week that they will not be allowed to launch balloons with gospel messages into North Korea, following the peace initiatives between South Korea and the U.S. with North Korea. The South Korean government has banned balloon launches by Christian ministries, saying it, quote, "fouls the air for peace," end quote. On Wednesday, communist Chinese officials announced a cap on pay for actors in Chinese films and TV programs to curb celebrity tax evasion in the industry. The government said they are cracking down on, quote-unquote, sky-high pay for actors that has led to, quote, money worship, the youth blindly chasing celebrities, and distorted social values, end quote. Meanwhile, China has persecuted the Church of Jesus Christ for worshiping the true and living God over the government. Matthew 4:10 says, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." The United Kingdom government recently affirmed that transgender individuals are not legally entitled to male or female-only bathrooms. This came in response to a petition for women's safety and privacy as men pretending to be women want to use women's bathrooms. Praise God! After 45 years of murdering unborn babies, the Founders Women's Health Center abortion mill has shut down in Columbus, Ohio. It had been the first one to open its doors in the Buckeye State following Roe v. Wade. Created Equal President Mark Harrington announced the news on Wednesday, saying Columbus now has only one abortion mill, down from 7 killing centers not long ago. Psalm 5:6 says, "God shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man." On Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that a Kansas woman can pray in her home, overturning a lower court ruling. In 2013, police entered the home of Mary Ann Souse of Lewisburg, Kansas, to investigate a minor noise complaint. When Souse kneeled to pray, the officers ordered her to stop. A lower court ruled that the police did not violate Souse's First Amendment rights. Thank God the Supreme Court had better sense. Another tragic and senseless shooting has gripped the nation, not at a school this time, but at a Maryland newspaper yesterday afternoon. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report for the details and some sound bites from the scene immediately following the newscast. And finally, 24-year-old Bilal Quinton, an amateur boxer, was preparing for a run in Smyrna, Georgia recently when he came across 67-year-old Belinda Whitaker stranded in her 360-pound electric wheelchair that had stopped working, reports the Epoch Times. Not only had Whitaker been stranded for 45 minutes, but worse yet, none of the passers-by had bothered to stop and help. The boxer was God's answer to the disabled woman's distressed prayers. Whitaker asked the man if he could call someone for help. Quinton said, quote, "I'll do you one better. God blessed me with an able body. I'll push you home," end quote. Easier said than done, since the wheels on the chair had frozen up. Pushing the chair was not easy. Quinton pushed Whitaker for 30 minutes all the way back. His trainer, Tony Willingham, showed up for their run and saw what he was doing. He filmed the scene, which has been viewed 3.4 million times on Facebook. The boxer set up a GoFundMe page saying, quote, "I ask that we all, including myself, sow a seed into helping Miss Belinda get a handicapped accessible van so that she will never be stranded again. We've seen many people ride past her, walk past her, and totally ignore when she was in need of help. This is our chance as human beings to make up for such a careless act." end quote. We've got that GoFundMe page linked in our transcript today. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus.
There's been a terrible tragedy here in Anne Arundel County.
Those were the words of County Executive Steve Shue from Annapolis, Maryland. At least 5 people were shot and killed, and several others were gravely injured in a shooting yesterday afternoon at 3:15 p.m. at the Capital Gazette in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, a newspaper owned by the Baltimore Sun. The suspect is Jared W. Ramos, a 38-year-old Laurel, Maryland man with a long-standing dispute which began in July 2011 when a columnist at the paper covered a criminal harassment case against him, reports the Capital Gazette. In 2012, Ramos brought a defamation suit against the columnist and the paper's former editor and publisher. Then, in 2015, Maryland's second highest court upheld a ruling in favor of the Capital Gazette. County Executive Shue underscored the heroism of the first responders.
I want to acknowledge the tremendous work of our public safety professionals today. They were on the scene in about 60 seconds, but beyond that, they went immediately into that building without a moment's hesitation and demonstrated incredible courage. And we are so deeply appreciative of their great work. It could have been a lot worse. The shooter is in our custody and being interrogated as we speak.
And Congressman John Sarbanes of Maryland's 3rd District spoke to WBAL-TV.
Annapolis is a small town. It's a very tight-knit community. And the Capital Gazette is a small-town newspaper. It's been around for decades. So these are reporters that know people in the community. They've done human interest stories over the years. So when this newsroom gets attacked like this, it has a ripple effect that goes out into the community.
Phil Davis, a Capital Gazette crime reporter who was in the building during the incident, later tweeted, quote, "There is nothing more terrifying than hearing multiple people get shot while you're under your desk and then hear the gunman reload. I'm a police reporter. I write about this stuff, shootings and death, all the time. But as much as I'm going to try to articulate how traumatizing it is to be hiding under your desk, you don't know until you're there and you feel helpless," end quote. Tragically, the gunman rejected the biblical counsel from Paul found in Romans 12:19. "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord." This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.